Good morning. Today is Sunday, March the 24th. It's Palm Sunday, and we are entering Holy Week. I'm Susan Kent, and this is your wake-up call. Will you join me as we begin with our prayer of consecration? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Pay Up. Hear now the word of the Lord from Leviticus chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. The Lord said to Moses, if anyone sins and is unfaithful to the Lord by deceiving a neighbor about something entrusted to them or left in their care, or about something stolen, or if they cheat their neighbor, or if they find lost property and lie about it, or if they swear falsely about any such sin that people may commit, when they sin in any of these ways and realize their guilt, they must return what they have stolen or taken by extortion, or what was entrusted to them, or the lost property they found, or whatever it was they swore falsely about. They must make restitution in full. Add a fifth of the value to it and give it all to the owner on the day they present their guilt offering. Now consider this. We are entering the final week of the Lenten season that we usually refer to as Holy Week. From the Palm Sunday processional to the final Passover meal to the crucifixion and the resurrection, we will see evidence of Jesus' sacrifice not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually. This is also the last of the five offerings from Leviticus. The guilt offering, or the asham, was sometimes referred to as the reparation offering and was given to atone for sins. But in contrast to the sin offering from last week, these were sins where restitution could and should be made. In other words, these are the sins that demand payment. Restitution or payment for our sins is required because we're accountable for our obedience to God, the way we treat what is holy, and the way we treat each other. Notice the connection in this passage of an offense against a neighbor and our faithfulness to the Lord. That's because when we sin, we might be able to repair or replace something that's physically damaged, but there's also a relational damage, and that damage can only be fully restored through the grace of God. So over the next few days, we're going to sit with some really hard passages. And Jesus is going to invite us into doing the hard work of visiting the pain that we caused or the pain that we've experienced because of others. The great news is that Jesus also promises restoration when we're willing to surrender our pain to Him. My hope is that you have been taking advantage of the invitation this Lenten journey to understand the sacrificial system of offerings which God created for the Israelites, and see how they connect to Jesus as the ultimate sacrifice and the fulfillment of God's covenant. He was, in fact, a perfect burnt offering, grain offering, peace offering, sin offering, and guilt offering. And because God so loved the world that He gave His only Son as an atonement for sin, we no longer live under these laws. But let's not jump to the end too quickly, because this offering reminds us that we have a debt to be paid. It reminds us that we injure our relationship with God when we're disobedient, and we injure our relationship with others when we sin against them. This week, our offering and altar story will help us learn how to surrender our pain and gain restoration, so we can respond to disappointment, grudges, forgiveness, our words, and our vulnerability. The prayer. Lord Jesus, steady my heart. Give me the courage to surrender my pain to you. Help us also to feel the absolute joy of knowing that you are the sacrifice that was given for our restoration. Amen. The questions. Why do you think that it was important to connect sin against another person and sin against God? And how does that affect how you view sin? And when you have tried to make restitution for a sin that you had committed against another person, did you try to make up for it by doing more or giving back more than you took? Why or why not? For The Awakening, I'm Susan Kent. Have a great Palm Sunday.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.